start and play the one play.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that? And did you, the fact that you have an appreciation and understanding of Philadelphia and how they might react to him playing to that?
Yeah, I absolutely did. That was my decision. It was something that that obviously I know what Mike thinks of his time in Philadelphia, the people in Philadelphia, and obviously, you know, I know how Philadelphia, you know, thought of Mike, the city of Philly, and the Eagle fans. So I just thought it was an appropriate thing to do, and you know, let them kind of send them off that way.
You know, Rick, a lot of people have been talking about Stephen Hill. Did he do anything to help himself or hurt himself tonight?
Well, I mean, all the time, you know, like Stephen Hill or whatever, we got to really look at this tape, and we'll see if we have a, you know, one way or the other. But again, it's, you know, I don't think, I just think overall is a poor performance. I can't tell you really who jumped out. You know, I like the way Salim covered some kicks. You know, he got down there fast, kind of whiffed the guy, but that's okay. He's down there a million miles an hour. But again, it was, I just can't think offhand who really, you know, jumped out. So we'll have to watch the tape and we'll evaluate, certainly.
Rex, why did you take him out after five drives? I mean, he's obviously on the roster bubble. Why wouldn't you play him longer?
Well, I mean, how about the other guys? I mean, you're trying to get a look at everybody, not just one player. So you're trying to look at, you know, a lot of different players and give some young guys an opportunity as well. You know, Quincy, I thought you know, he stepped up, did some nice jobs on special teams, had a couple of tackles, and so we wanted to get a look at him as well.
Rex, you mentioned Salim McKean. You had said the other day when you released Jacoby Ford, you had better options as kick returners, a kick returner. Salim looked a little confused.
Well, I don't think I said that necessarily. We have other options, but I never thought I said that we'd have
better option for our team. With these, a better option for our team. We did what's best for our team. Jacoby Ford was released. Salim looked lost back there when I returned the kick. So you a little concerned about that?
No, I'm not concerned with that. I don't think he looked lost. Maybe that's how you see it. I don't think so. I think, you know, at times, obviously, you know, when he's going to return one, you know, and things like that, that's, you know, that's just it. But again, you know, you see it the way you want. You know, but again, we'll see. I'm pretty pleased with him. You know, I think obviously, you know, the way he goes down the field as a gunner and things, I think is, you know, I think he's pretty darn good there. As a kick returner, you know, hopefully we're not majoring in kick returns. Now, we did tonight, but hopefully we don't major in them during the season. I don't think we will.
Chris Pantelli seemed to do some good things
tonight. Yeah, he did. You know, Chris is a good football player. Made a couple of nice catches, one on a throwback and then one on a read play by Taj earlier. So, you know, it's good to see. He's a young man that works hard. And, you know, I was happy to see him make a couple of real nice plays for us.
Rex,